St. Teresa of Avila tells of a time when the Lord came to her and spoke to her about life in the Trinity. And at the end of it, she said, "Now this, I believe, is what they mean by theology." Well, she's absolutely right. She read the Fathers of the Church because it was during the Reformation and vernacular translations of the Bible were forbidden because Protestants were doing that, sometimes changing the text a little bit, and they forbid it. So she learned her Bible by reading the Fathers of the Church, but she also learned her theology that way. And so she knew that in the whole tradition, theology is faith discourse from experience about the Trinity. That's theology. Talking about the Lord's coming, His passion, His salvation, that's what's called economy. It's the economy of salvation. All right, now let's look at this text today, which is theology. And the Lord is telling us how to enter into this movement. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Do you want Jesus Christ to reveal himself to you? Then keep his words. Not just the big ones in the Bible, the little ones in your heart. Forgive so and so. Stop doing such and such. All day long. This whole thing, I was going to tell you the story, but it's too long. But this text changed my life. The Lord promised me, you do what I tell you, and you will know me. I will show myself to you. And my Father will be loving you. Well, when the Lord tells you that directly, you take it seriously. So I did. My whole life changed. Where I lived, what community I belonged to. I mean, in uproar and pain and so forth. But I can promise you, he has kept his word. I can promise you that. You see, this is a text. This is theology. This is about, how do I get to know the Trinity? Obey Jesus. All day long. And when important things happen, and you say, oh gosh, that can't be. I mean, I'm not supposed to do that. And you hear the Lord say, yes, you are. Then do it. You might wind up in Bangkok, but you will know Jesus Christ because he will show himself to you. And as he said, he who sees me sees the Father. And so it's so precious. You see, I will love him and reveal myself to him. There's nothing more precious in the world. Judas, not the Iscariot, said, well, what's going to happen that you're going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Now we're waiting for the big answer. He's going to explain the divine economy. He says, whoever loves me will keep my word. He says the same thing all over again. Obey me all the time. I say, when this text, I was up in a little retreat house on top of a mountain in the Abruzzi, or a little south of the Abruzzi Mountains. I just had defended my doctorate. And I wanted to take a few days, have meals with my friends, celebrate. I'm a doctor now, you know. And the Lord said, I want you to go on retreat. I said, okay. So I had a friend. I said, do you know a good place? Yeah, I know a great place. Well, this great place was way, but it was beautiful. Up there, there was still snow on the ground. It was April, but up there, there was still snow. And I was reading one day when this happened to me. I could still see myself sitting at that desk. It began because I was reading John 3. And it says, and this is the judgment, that the light came into the world, but men love darkness more than light. And I said to the Lord, oh Lord, oh my God, Lord, don't let me do that. And then, in my mind, I heard 14:21, this is the text we just read. And so, I say, but it's precious. So what's the answer? How come you're going to reveal yourself? Our friend here just said, you know, Judas, not the Iscariot. Jesus, so the answer, how come you're going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? You want to know the answer? This is what he says. Whoever loves me will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our abode with him. That's the answer. Because anybody who keeps his word is not the world. But this is a very strict, it's a very complete obedience. And it changes your life. Not only because the situation in your life changes, no. Because you know Jesus at ever more deeper levels. You see? We will love him. This is Trinity talk. You see? Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine. It's that of the Father who sent me. So if you keep it, then we come to you. And then, the last of this rhythm of the most blessed Trinity. I have told you this while I am with you. The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything. And he will bring to mind everything I taught you. So this is a text in which the most blessed Trinity reveals his plan for our lives. And it hinges on obedience. Obedience. I think back of that. That was a real turning point in my life when the Lord said, I want you to go on retreat. You know, I don't want to go on retreat. You know, I've been working like a dog to get this thing ready. Now I've defended it. I'm with all my friends in Rome. I want to, besides I like Roman food, you know. And no, retreat. Well, I'm sure glad I went. But this text, my friends, it starts with 14:21 in John. Read it. And let the Trinity explain to you the rhythm. You see? My Father will love him, and I will show myself to him. So that if anybody says to you, do you know Jesus Christ? You can say, you bet your bottom dollar, baby. I know Jesus Christ. And I know it had nothing to do with me. Pure mercy. You want to get to know him more? Yeah. Then obey him more. Obey him more. And so now that we're in this presence, I gotta quit. You see, what happens? The Father, Jesus says to the Father, send your Spirit. Send the Spirit. You see, the Father will send him in my name. When I ask, the Father will send him. And he will come, and these words will jump off the page at you. He will remind you of everything I taught you. It is an awesome, awesome promise. The most blessed Trinity himself here in our midst this morning, making this promise to us.